KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A on this wet afternoon. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and we'd like to welcome all the way from Fort Worth the Quaker City Nighthawks, who were kind enough to drop by. They're playing at Stubbs Indoors, which will be real interesting, tomorrow night at, yeah, as we said, Stubbs Indoors. So before you gentlemen get started, I have to ask you, because this has been kind of the talk of the KUTX staff. We saw the name and we thought you guys were like from rural Pennsylvania or something. So what's with the title?
It's a pull from a Mark Twain novel, The Innocents Abroad.
All right.
We just kind of slammed some of his words up against each other. Hopefully we don't get any calls from the Twain estate asking us to relinquish control of the name.
All right. So the Quaker City Nighthawks from Fort Worth, Texas, and they're going to rock and roll us this afternoon. What would you like to start off with, gentlemen?
We're going to start with a song called Beat the Machine.
Took down my coat and I put it on. Cold hands through the sleeves. Pulled down my hat and I rode along. Silent ice in the trees. I rode right past all the soldiers there. Guarding the bridge across the creek. The lonesome sound of my bridle bells there. Mad chatter and tea. What you need, whoa, you can't beat the machine.
I rode 3 days through the howling rain, told kingdoms in the east. I heard that great dog of winter there, called through the darkness to me. He asked how long till the war comes. Not till the spring. He said those fools can never take a crown, but it's still up to you and me. Whoa, you can't get what you need. Whoa, you can't beat the machine. Famine's rage while the withered sages point their fingers at the beast. This war machine and all the death it brings, crushing bodies underneath. The wheels of hate, unburied soldiers lay under flags out in the streets. The final age of the human race, but it's still up to you and me.
We are live in Studio 1A this afternoon with the Quaker City Nighthawks, and that was a tune called Beat the Machine. It's off their new album, which, is it out already, officially?
It's out Friday, tomorrow.
All right. Well, congratulations. And the new album is called El Astronauta, as we gringos would pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are from Fort Worth, and Tell us a little bit about the history of the band. How long you guys been together? And
see, we're going on 6 years now. We all kind of met in Fort Worth, playing around the TCU area, playing at a little place called the Moon Bar. That was where our first show was at. And Dave and I had been playing together for quite a while, acoustic-wise, and then met these guys in various other bands we were in at the time. And Dave and I got sick of playing acoustic and everyone talking over us, so we wanted to start a rock and roll band.
And here
and these
you
guys were dumb enough to to sign up for
to
it.
To join so. In, huh? Yeah. And you have, you've got some other albums besides this one.
Yeah, we've got Torquila Torquila. That's our first one. We did that. We'd been a band for a few months, not even, so. And then we have a second one, Honcho, that we did a few years back, and then a live record and a little two-song EP called Texas Heavy. So got some scattered releases there.
Yeah, yeah, and then the new one, El Astronauto, El Astronauta. Mm-hmm. That's coming out tomorrow. You know, reading online, there have been some real colorful descriptions of what the band is like. You know, ZZ Top shows up a lot. How would you, what would you say are the influences of the band?
Various Mexican food establishments. We pull all from everywhere. We've gotten, like I said, the ZZ Top, you know, sci-fi nerds. So I guess we can wear whatever hat you want us to on those. But they're pretty accurate for the most part on the descriptions. We probably go a little weirder than that than most people would care to admit, but.
We're here this afternoon with Quaker City Nighthawks. They're playing at Stubbs indoors tomorrow. Well, you mentioned Mark Twain. Does any other literary figures feature prominently in what you do?
I guess we got, I don't know, how about you, Dave? You got any?
Just about like comic books and stuff. Like that, usually.
That's literary
yeah,
for
well
sure. That,
yeah, well, that's considered literature these days, definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, Sam Anderson is kind of the lead or the spokesperson here. You want to introduce your compadres?
Yeah, this is Patrick Adams over here on the electric bass guitar. And what's up, Pat? This is Aaron Haynes back here on the drums. And Mr. David Matzler on lead vocals and lead guitar.
All righty. Again, the new album is called El Astronauta. It comes out tomorrow. We get you to do another one off the new album?
This one is a Mockingbird.
Well, bummer, bummer, walking down that day.
tune called Mockingbird from our guests this afternoon, Quaker City Nighthawks. You can catch them tomorrow night, Friday night, indoors at Stubbs. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for that show. So stay tuned for that. So, gentlemen, tonight you're down in New Braunfels. You're going to swim on down there?
Yeah, if it hadn't floated away yet. So we're down at River Road Ice House.
All right. So if you're picking us up in the New Braunfels area, you might want to check that out. And, of course, tomorrow night at Stubbs. And be sure to check out the new album, El Astronauta, which drops tomorrow. Well, we're going to close out the live portion right now, and the band's going to stick around, do another tune, and the entire set will be up online probably by this evening. Also, Jorge's here with his crew, and we've got some great video as well, and that'll be up online on our website, kutx.org. Gentlemen, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. All right. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock with some Quaker City Nighthawk tickets for you momentarily right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.